It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I am Sean Carlson. It took years of discussions and false starts, a failed legislative push in 2019, an amendment to the state constitution, and months of discord among Democrats to get it done. But New Jersey has finally legalized the sale and taxation of recreational marijuana. Joining us now to talk about the marijuana legalization that Governor Phil Murphy signed today is WNYC reporter Matt Katz. Hey, Matt.
Hey there, Sean.
So as we just alluded to, marijuana legalization has been a long time coming in New Jersey. Remind us how we got here and why it took this long.
Yeah, so there were rumblings of legalizing marijuana from the Democratic legislature during Chris Christie's time in office. But it was really when Governor Murphy ran on it 4 years ago that the idea took off. And it was a top priority for Democrats, and it looked like it was going to happen, but they just couldn't get it through the legislature. So instead, lawmakers kicked it to voters. They let the voters decide. And then in November, by more than two-thirds of a vote, voters approved a change to the state constitution to allow the growth and retail sale of cannabis by those 21 and older. But that still left the details about what that meant to, it left it up to the legislature to figure that out. And so then they start to work on it and try to implement the whole thing, and they just could not get it done. They were still addressing those details as recently as this morning.
Yeah, Matt, clarify this here for us. Lawmakers, they did approve two bills back in December, but Governor Murphy refused to sign them. So what happened today to get this thing moving?
Right. So he had two bills on his desk, one to decriminalize the drug, the other to create a market for how and where people can buy it. The problem was the bills had conflicting language on what to do if someone under the legal age of 21 is caught with weed. So members of the Legislative Black Caucus were really concerned that while weed would be legal for adults, the smell of it could still be used as a pretense to search someone under 21, which could get them caught up in the criminal justice system. So today the Assembly and Senate voted on a third bill to deal with this underage use issue. And it empowers cops to just issue a written warning on the first offense, parental notification on second offense, potential counseling on the third, and alcohol use would be subject to the same rules. And this bill also doesn't allow police officers to use the smell of marijuana as a reason to stop and search someone, even someone underage. And that's a huge change. It's a really big deal. But several Republicans were pretty upset about that provision and also about lowering the penalties for underage use.
So, sure, Republicans were not happy, but Democrats must have been relieved. This was a pretty big signature campaign issue for Murphy. So what did he have to say about all this?
Yeah, his reaction was somewhat muted. There were no cameras actually there for the signings, even no news cameras. But he spoke to reporters afterwards, and he seemed pretty pleased. But he didn't really crow about the social justice piece of this, which I was surprised about it because it's pretty extraordinary compared to other states' cannabis laws. The ACLU had found that Black New Jerseyans were 3.5 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession than white residents, even though they don't actually use more of the drug. So In this legalization, there's major efforts to fix that. There's going to be an excise fee on cultivators, plus 70% of a sales tax on purchases. And all of that money is going to communities in the state that were disproportionately impacted by federal drug policy. These are overwhelmingly communities of color. And that money will be used for a variety of social equity programs on education, economic development, things like that. These areas are called impact zones. And there's also incentives in the law. So some marijuana retail licenses go to those who live in impact zones and also hire from impact zones.
So, again, this bill was signed today. But what does it mean most immediately when it comes to marijuana in the Garden State?
Yeah, so the stores aren't open yet, but it means that possession of weed up to 6 ounces is decriminalized. So you can smoke on private property and you should not be arrested. Pending marijuana charges can now be dismissed. And if you've been arrested in the past for marijuana crimes and convicted, you can now get your record expunged. The bigger question is when you're going to be able to go into a store and buy. Murphy today said about 6 months. To me, that seems somewhat optimistic. A safer bet is by the end of the year. The existing medical dispensaries that sell medical marijuana, they're the first ones that will be able to open for recreational sale. But one of the issues is actually supply. They have to demonstrate demonstrate that they have enough weed for the medical patients before they can sell it to anyone else. In the meantime, you can still not grow your own. That's still illegal in the Garden State.
So, Matt, in just about 20 seconds here, what does this mean for New Yorkers? Those of us looking across the river looking at New Jersey, can they drive over and buy weed and bring it back?
You can go there, buy weed, smoke it there, but because it's still illegal by federal law, you can't bring it back. So if you do smoke it there, though, you know, you don't want to drive home. You want to take NJ Transit
or
the PATH,
of course,
if you're consuming.
WNYC's Matt Katz, thanks so much.
Thank you, Sean.